That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum wrote to the War Department inquiring where he might get a load of atoms to use in their new split atom company. And yesterday, a man from the FBI called on Lum but didn't state his business. Now we'll soon see what the latest developments are down in Pine Ridge. Friends, this is the time of the year when we all feel like getting out in the open and enjoying ourselves. Unfortunately, though, many of us are likely to keep irregular hours on weekends or to take too much exercise. Well, you may enjoy yourself completely during autumn weekends, but you should be careful not to overdo. Overdoing, you know, can lead to stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache. Then you won't be able to enjoy yourself because you won't be feeling your best. Now, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of real relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. That's the Alka-Seltzer way to be prepared. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store. Cedric Weehunt is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, it's just you, Cedric. Well, come in anyway.
Yes, Mom. Whereabouts is Mr. Lum at?
I don't know. Him or Abner, neither one ain't showed up yet. I'm waiting to see him myself.
Whereabouts you reckon they're at, Mr. Grandpappy?
Search me. I don't know, Cedric. Or to be here now. This ain't no way to run a store, no ways.
No, Mom.
What's that you got there in the sack, Cedric?
Oh, just some dynamite.
Dynamite?
Yes, Mom. Ain't but three or four sticks of it, though.
I don't care how many there is. Get it away from me. What you toting that pigeon-toed stuff around for, anyways?
Well, I got it for Mr. Ulysses to blow out some stumps over there on that lower 40 of his, but now he's went out of town for a couple of days, and I was just wondering if Mr. Lum would let me keep the dynamite here in the store till he gets back.
In the store?
Yes, Mom. Mama won't let me keep it around our place nowheres.
Well, they ain't gonna let you keep it here in the store, neither. Now, you better get shut of that junk, Cedric.
Well, what'll I do with it?
I don't know. Just get shut of it. Bury it. There's a shovel back there in the feed room. Go out back of the store and bury it.
Yes, Mom, I will.
That blame idiot toting something like that around with him ought to have his spavin' legged head examined. Hello, Jot'em Down store. No, this is Milford Spears talking. Abner ain't here yet. I don't know. Pretty soon, I reckon. Yeah, sure, I'll give him a message. Goodbye.
Oh, they cut down the old dog is long. Did you hurt yourself? Oh, me, you ought not to. I swan to. Who is that, Grandpappy Spears?
Yeah, Lum ain't here.
I thought that was Lum. What's the matter with you, Grandpap? You'll break your neck stumbling over stuff like that.
You scared me, Abner.
Well, Lum, me alive. I swan to goodness. Are you hurt bad, Grandpap?
No, somebody just called you on the phone. But it's all right. They just wanted me to give you a message for them.
Oh, well, what was it?
Why, they, I believe I forgot to ask him what it was.
Well, for
I fell down. You know, I believe I bumped myself a little.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You want to walk where, watch where you're going, Grandpap. Walk right over a box
that way. Oh, I forgot my spectacles.
Well, I better call up whoever it was and ask them what it was they wanted.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Call them back.
Who was it, Grandpap?
Huh?
Who called?
All right, Ogie, I believe I forgot to ask who it was.
Well, Lord me alive. Fine help you are anyway, Grandpa.
Well, I ain't working here.
Ogie.
I don't have to answer your phone for you.
Well, long as you did answer. Wait just a minute. How did you get in this store anyway?
Why, the front door was unlocked. I just walked in.
Lord me, did I forget to lock that thing again? Now, don't tell Lum about it, Grandpa. Doggett, if you don't look funny, let me look at you. I believe your eyes is crossed there. Let me see you, Grandpap.
I fell awful hard.
Well, here, just sit down. I hate to laugh about it, but I never seen nobody look as funny as you did when I come in. I thought his old lum stumbling around.
Well, it ain't funny, Abner Peabody.
No,
the way
no.
I feel.
Well, Lum told me to keep this place locked, so don't mention I left the door unlocked. See, we're working on our... Oh, I ain't supposed to tell you that, though.
You ain't supposed to tell me what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what in the world's going on here anyways? What'd that FBI man want with Lum yesterday? That's what I come over to find out.
Well, I don't know myself, Grandpa.
Don't know?
No, see, him and Lum talked back there in the feed room, and Lum went somewhere with him, and I ain't saw him since.
Well, for me sakes, maybe he taken Lum away.
No, I thought about that, too, but I called over at his place last night, and he was home.
What did he say about the FBI man?
Never said nothing. Said he's busy reading up on something. Never want to be interrupted. Said he'd tell me everything this morning.
There's the aggravatingest one humming I know. That pigeon-toed varmint all is a secret about everything.
Wait a minute. That's our ring.
I hope it's Lum.
Jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
On easy about myself, far as that goes.
Oh, yes, Miss Saxon. Yeah, was you the one that called a while ago? Oh, uh-huh.
Last time I'm going to lend Charity my glasses.
Uh-huh. All right, much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
Hey, you ought to ask her what that message was she wanted me to give you.
Well, she just wanted me to save her a head of cabbage, Grandpa.
A head of cabbage?
Yeah, we're
well,
running
she
short.
Just told me that just as well. Why, Jimmy, look, there comes Lum, young man.
Well, I believe you better leave, Grandpap. You better get out of here.
Yeah, I believe that fall addled me.
I ain't surprised, no, because I never seen nobody in my life care like you are. Yeah, well, I don't believe Lum will tell me anything as long as you're
Boy, we'll
there.
Find out now.
No,
now
this is secret stuff, Grandpap.
Uh-huh.
This is secret stuff.
Well, it's a feat country, though. Hi, Jimmy, I've got my rights.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Grandpap. I'll find out all I can, then I'll tell you later on. That's what I'll do.
Well, all right, but I still say this is a free country.
Here he comes now. Act like you're just leaving. That's a thing to do. Go on, get out.
Well, morning, Abner. Oh, hello there, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Grandpap's just leaving. So long, Grandpap.
Well, wait a minute, what's your rush? I got some good news for us. You recollect me inviting a barn dance to visit us here in Pine Ridge?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I just got word from them that they'll be here Saturday night, the whole gang of them.
Well, good for them. Hooray.
Yeah, we'll entertain them right here in the Jot'em Down store. The whole town will turn out. Be the biggest event that ever happened to Pine Ridge.
Good for us.
Well, there won't be room for everybody here in the store, Lum. Some of them have to stay at home and listen to it on the party line.
Yeah, you're in a hurry, Grandpap. Goodbye.
Well, wait a minute.
Now, so long. Get on out, man.
Get me out. Half cripple me now. I've got to...
For goodness sake, Abner, you oughtn't to shove a body out of the door that way. This ain't no way to treat your friend.
Yeah, well, he's in an awful big hurry. Doggett, I just can't hardly wait till Saturday night. See Luler Bell and old Scotty and everybody. By the way, Lum, what happened? Are you going to get arrested for something?
Arrested?
Yeah, that FBI, that feller that was here yesterday.
Oh, him. Oh, no, of course not. Everything's just dandy fine.
Yeah, well, what do you want, Lum?
Well, you recollect I wrote a letter to the War Department a few days ago asking them whereabouts a feller could get hold of some atoms, and they turned the letter over to the FBI.
Yeah.
So this feller dropped out here to see if we was up to something suspicious. Like making bombs to blow up the White House or something, near as I can figure out.
Well, Lum, we ain't going to do that.
Oh, of course not, Abner. Quit acting. What are you giggling about? We ain't going to do that. There's one of the nicest fellas I ever met. Leastways, he was the jolliest.
Jolly?
Oh, yeah. Do you know that he laughed practical all the time I was telling him about our new business? How he's going to package up split atoms and sell them in the store?
Well, what do you reckon he's laughing at?
No, he's just a jolly feller, I reckon.
Well,
when he left, he was still laughing. And he said he guessed it was all right for us to go ahead with our plans. I love to see folks laugh. Now, when Grandpap left just now, he was laughing.
Yeah.
I just love to see folks do that. Yeah, he said it wasn't nothing to worry about.
Doggett, I'm glad to hear that. Did he say when we was going to get our first load of them atoms so we can start splitting them up?
No, there's something else he told me. We ain't going to get no atoms from them.
Huh?
They don't sell them.
Don't sell them?
No, that don't matter, because I've been reading up on this subject, and I found out that there's atoms in everything. They're all around us.
Oh, my goodness, we better get out of here then, Long.
Oh, it's nothing to be afeard of. That's just the natural way things are. Everything's made out of atoms.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. You'd never know what to look at it, would you?
But I found out the kind we need to make power are a special kind of atoms. You get them out of uraniums.
Oh, well, all me, I can get a batch of them. And Elizabeth raises them things by the dozen. Red geraniums, pink geraniums.
No, not geraniums, uraniums.
Huh.
Something you dig out of the ground, near as I can figure out. Like coal or iron ore.
Iron or what?
Just iron ore.
Oh.
And what's more, we're going to start digging for it right out in back of the store.
Right out in back of the store?
Yes, sir. I seen some dirt out there that looked just like the kind of stuff they described in that article I read.
We going to start digging for it right away?
No, we got to wait till after dark so nobody will see us. I'll meet you here tonight at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, 9 o'clock.
Doggy's Lum, I don't believe we're going to find anything back here at the store, especially when we don't know exactly what we're digging for.
Well, we know what we're digging for. Uranium.
Yeah, but you said them atoms were so little you couldn't see them except with a magnifying glass. How you expect to find something in the dark you can't even see in the daytime?
Well, you can see this uranium dump that the atoms is in, I think. And I believe I read something about this uranium junk shining out in the dark. So that ought to make... I granted... Looky there, Abner.
Huh? Where?
Right there. That last shovel full of dirt you throwed out. There's something glowing there. See it shining?
Where about?
Right there in front of you. See
it? Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
Wait till I turn my flashlight on so as we can see it better.
Yeah, turn it on. Turn it on.
There. Hmm. Now it's gone.
Hmm.
Oh, well, what's the matter with me? It's only in the dark you can see it. Turning the flashlight on and ruined it.
Well, I don't see nothing there except some dirt and a couple of angle worms. Wish we was going fishing, doggies.
Well,
it's
time to go fishing now. We're on the trail of atoms. See if there ain't something hard like a rock right there where that glowing was.
I can't feel nothing, just that dirt crumbling up.
Well, look down in the hole where you's digging. I know there's uranium's around here someplace.
I wish I know exactly what this uranium junk is. Right, doggies, Lum, there is something down here.
Huh?
Turn your flashlight around this way. Yeah, that's it, right here, right there.
Well, I do know. That must be it, Abner.
It
right
is.
There, we got it. I never expected to find a whole stick of it that way, though. Abner, we're in luck.
Well, good for us.
I tell you what we better do. Take that hammer there and pound on it once.
Pound on it?
Yeah. If it breaks up and gives off more light, then I know we're on the right track. Go ahead.
Ain't you sure it's safe, Lum?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Here goes. One, two, three.
Abner, for goodness sake, don't swing that hammer. And that stick you've dug up may be a stick of the dynamite Cedric buried. Oh, me, I wonder what's going to happen next down in Pine Ridge. As you know, friends, the continued loss of sleep can quickly undermine your health. You no doubt know just how one or two sleepless nights can drag you down. Your head may ache and nervous indigestion may upset you. Now, sleeplessness can be caused by nervous tension. And that's why we say to sleep well, relax well, try Miles Nervine. It has helped to bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and a dollar, both equally effective. Nervine is a quality Miles product. Caution, use only as directed. It's Nervine, Nervine. Yes, to sleep well, relax well, remember Miles Nervine.